It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
5:03. Good afternoon. Brian Douglas in for Rob Archer. Kim Kardashian weighing in on today's news about the Menendez brothers, and your perception of crime here in the country and county may depend on who you're voting for next month. But first, the big story that's kind of caught a lot of us by surprise. LA County DA George Gascon has announced he is reviewing the case of the Menendez brothers convicted of brutally murdering their parents in Beverly Hills. We all remember that case, at least a lot of us do. It happened back in 1989. He says the review is being carried out in light of renewed allegations that the brothers were sexually abused by their father. Gascon says he may decide to reorder resentencing of the brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez, who at the time were 21 and 18.
If they get resentenced, there are multiple things that could happen. They could walk out based on what the court decides, or they can have the sentence given a different shape. Perhaps they still on, will stay on, but for a lesser period of time, or they can have a new trial, right? And those are all options, and we will evaluate all of it. We have a hearing coming up on November 29th, and, you know, until we get there, we're not sure yet which direction this will go.
Gascon also added this.
I'm not leaning in any direction right now. I'm keeping an open mind. We have people in the office that are looking at this very carefully, very experienced lawyers that are looking at this. That evidence will be presented to me. Their recommendation will be presented to me, but the final decision will be mine.
And we've got some more reaction on all of this. Emily Valdez has been following this story since it broke just about an hour ago. She joins us live. Emily.
Yeah, actually, I've been following it since 1990. For today, I want to make it clear that this habeas corpus is filing to get the brothers resentenced. That was filed a year ago. And DA George Gascon has been putting in for 90-day postponement. So this what's happening today is he's no longer postponing this hearing. He's going to let it go through. Now, Mark Garagos is a former attorney of Eric and Lyle Menendez. And the reason this all came to light, the reason this habeas corpus and this new filing came, because there were two new pieces of evidence that were discovered, journalists and a documentarian discovered them. A letter that was written by Eric about being raped and sexually molested by his father, Jose, that he sent to his cousin, the discovery of that letter, and that was sent before the murders. And also, a former member of the boy band Menudo, Roy Rossello, made allegations that Jose Menendez also drugged and molested him while at the house. And things have changed in perception of child abuse and domestic violence and murder. Mark Garagos had this to say.
I would think that in our culture, we've come a long way in the last 10 years, maybe 15 years. I think we're at a point now where any reasonable person taking a look at this case believes they should be out. And based upon that, I'm gratified. I'm hoping that sometime before Thanksgiving, which is when the next the response is due, that they will either, the DA will either concede the habeas or join in us in asking for a resentencing.
And I spoke to the journalist Robert Rand, who did this investigation and the documentary that's on Peacock. And he told me, yeah, I believe that the brothers should have gotten manslaughter, which is a 22-year sentence, but they have spent 3.5 decades in prison, and he believes that they should now be released. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She has now called for the release of Eric and Lyle Menendez after she spent time with both of them, obviously in prison. She wasn't in prison. She was visiting. She says they're kind, intelligent, honest men. They've earned multiple college degrees. They've worked as caregivers for elderly incarcerated individuals in hospice, been mentors for college programs. Now, for those who don't know, she's been very active in prison reform for a number of years. Kim Kardashian has. She says she hopes that their life sentences can be reconsidered for the sake of, she says, quote, those little boys who lost their childhoods, who never had a chance to be heard, helped, or saved. And that might just happen. We're going to have more on this. Again, a story that all of a sudden perked up a lot of ears around here, the Menendez brothers case. That's coming up. Now, L.A. District Attorney is actively looking for more victims of Sean Diddy Combs. They're urging anyone who believes they were victimized by him here in L.A. County. Now, to step forward as they file charges against the music mogul. So far, dozens of women have announced they have planned to file lawsuits alleging that they were sexually abused. The federal indictment says that he used an extensive network of numerous people to help recruit victims, clean up their tracks, avoid inquiries from law enforcement. Combs, by the way, has denied all those charges, and he spoke, of course, through his lawyer. Norwalk is taking on state officials after they stripped the city of its housing plans for banning new homeless shelters. Karen Adams has the full story.
The state decertified Norwalk's housing plan, saying the city is in violation of several laws, including two very important ones.
So the Housing Crisis Act is one law that the city has violated by creating this moratorium. Equally important to that one is anti-discrimination and land use law. These are really big laws that are in place to protect housing development projects as well as the people who reside in them.
That's the housing department, Shannon West. The governor warned the city this would happen after it decided to ban new homeless shelters back in August.
This is not something that's within the city's discretion, and it is not something that the state will ignore.
The decertification means Norwalk is no longer eligible to receive state money for homelessness and housing. Also, it can no longer block affordable housing projects.
City of Norwalk has reached out to the state in hopes of resolving the decertification. We've also reached out to the city of Norwalk, but we have not heard back just yet. Quick update, the California Department of Public Health has now confirmed they are investigating two cases of H5 bird flu, two cases. These are the first human cases of bird flu identified here in the state. Now, both are in the Central Valley. Both those people who did contract this bird flu did have contact with infected dairy cows now. It looks like they were, you can wear special gloves, masks, and so forth. Looks like they weren't doing that. So far, there is no known link between both those individuals. And the CDC has come out to say, listen, bird flu, that transmission to humans, it is very, very rare. And the risk of bird flu for the general public, that remains extremely low. Still to come, perception about crime. How safe is the country? And will it have a major impact on next month's election? We'll have those answers. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Nonstop News at 5 is presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. I'm going to come back now to our top story. LA County DA confirms he's reviewing new evidence on the murder convictions of the Menendez brothers. Very famous case. Most of us remember that quite well. Back in 89, Eric and Lyle convicted of the brutal murder of their parents at their family home in Beverly Hills. They're both serving a life prison. I want to bring in LA criminal defense attorney Steve Meister, who's a former LA County sex crimes prosecutor. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. I guess the first question is, why now?
Sure. Thanks for having me. And I will say, as I look back over the years, I was a deputy DA in the office when the Menendez case was prosecuted. I had nothing to do with it, but it was happening in the office when I was a member of it. It's happening now because there apparently is newly discovered evidence. And that is in the form of the letter. And I think it's in the form of the declaration that came from a former member of Menudo. That's a little older than the letter. But the letter predates the murders, and if believed, confirms that Eric Menendez was not only molested by his father, but that the trial wasn't the first time he ever said it to anyone. So it wasn't necessarily, I mean, the DA tried to maintain at trial that he was making the whole thing up and that the brothers were just lying. The existence of a letter written by the defendant, if it's authentic, and if it was written by Eric Menendez when he says it was written by him before the murders, that letter says, look, the first time I talked about this wasn't just to save my own hide and my brother's. I had told someone about this before because it happened. So that could, it doesn't, I don't see this leading to a new trial, but it might be grounds for a court to justify recalling their sentence, and at least Eric's, not necessarily Lyle's, but Eric, to say that there's new evidence that might act as a sort of mitigating factor in evaluating whether he should continue to be incarcerated.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much interest in this, especially now. I'm sure you know Netflix, The Monsters, that miniseries is out. You know, I watched that and, you know, brought back all this stuff. I'm like, I forgot all about that. Did that, you think, have anything to do with this announcement today, just the interest of the general public?
I don't think so. I think there's interest in the case. It's a high-profile case, and the existence of this letter is, I mean, who's not going to look into it? Yeah. You got to look into the authenticity of the letter, and you have to, and again, it's not the stuff of a trial defense. Eric testified about all of this at trial. It all came out twice, in the first trial and the retrial. It just wasn't believed. I don't think this is going to end up doing anything like exonerating either Menendez brother of these brutal murders of their parents, but it might factor into whether the DA wants to advocate for or acquiesce in a defense request for a revisiting of the sentence.
You were in the office, like you said, back then. You didn't have anything to do with that case. Had this case been on trial now, at this very time, do you think the outcome would be different?
I don't really think so, because I thought about that. I don't really think so, because what the undeniable facts were was that they killed their parents together in a conspiracy, brutally, and then they went on a spending spree. And I'm so even if Eric were molested by his father, did he really kill his father because he thought that his parents were going to kill him first if he threatened to reveal the molestation, which was what he testified to? Mm-hmm. Or did they kill him out of rage and fury, which is not a defense, it's murder.
All right, there you go. L.A. criminal defense attorney Steve Meister. This is extremely interesting, and of course, it's got all our ears perked up. Thank you so much for joining us. Steve Meister, former L.A. County sex crimes prosecutor as well. All right, it's 5:15. Let's get a look at your drive. But first, crime rates going down in America, or is the country just as dangerous as it's ever been? Your answer to that question might have to do with who you're voting for next month.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nonstop News at 5 continues. Now, the issue of crime is one of the major talking points in the presidential election. So, is crime going up or is it going down? Well, FBI stats show it's going down, but public surveys show people feel it's actually going up. Charles Feldman, Margaret Carrero got more from our Countdown 2024 show from Ronald Surface of the Loyola University in New Orleans, who was a former Nashville and New Orleans police chief.
How do you see the state of crime in this country?
I have always been one of the chiefs who was driven by data, but the data that I was the most concerned about was perceptions of communities. The reason being is that I know the FBI crime data is going to be about 50% off. And of course, we talk about it. But I will share this with you. I've been in a bunch of meetings in our earlier career when we were taught to say FBI data only. And we were seen as illegitimate by community members who said, well, I don't really care that you said robbery's going down. My cousin just got robbed yesterday. You see the point? So I would use FBI data naturally, and I would use crime victimization survey data in addition. And then I always polled communities where I worked. For example, here in New Orleans, there has been a dramatic decrease in crime after it went up dramatically. But the people in New Orleans, by a 56% margin in a poll just done 2 months ago, still feel like the city is unsafe. So these data points lag one another back and forth.
Let me ask you, is the fact that we have these two different data sets that don't really agree on a key figure, which is, of course, on the homicide rate, as you've pointed out, that allows, it would seem to me, a fair degree of political manipulation of these figures, because every politician can use whichever set of figures best serves their own political interests. Is that by design?
Well, I don't know if it's by design, but it's certainly by outcome, right? Mm-hmm. I think that is the outcome. And that's why the Pew report released just 2 weeks ago reinforces yet again, people trust law enforcement professionals to report the facts of crime more than they trust politicians, which maybe makes your point that people know the difference when someone's political swing is different from what they feel in a neighborhood in either direction. I don't feel safe. You should feel safe. I feel safe. You shouldn't feel safe. I trusted the people. Pew says 7 out of 10 people get that news from their friends, family, and neighbors. And I'm suggesting to you, that's exactly what I saw in thousands of community meetings over the years in 3 different states.
We are speaking right now with Ronald Serpis, a professor at the Loyola University New Orleans, previously served as chief of the New Orleans and Nashville Police Departments. Obviously, whoever gets in the White House, they're both going to do things very differently between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I wonder how you feel and what your thoughts are with Harris's background as a prosecutor. Do you see that as something that would be helpful in a president in helping to better tackle crime in the country?
Well, I think that what happens is when you get to the level of presidents, and I've been a chief officer since President Clinton was in office, and the varices that go back and forth between political parties is not as crucial as what happens in the day-to-day decisions to fund research, to fund community policing services, to fund the kind of practices that let us know how people really feel about crime. So quite honestly, I've been around Democrats and Republicans, and at the end of the day, you got to be able to support the fact that people might not agree with you, and let's try to find out what is the best possible information. So I don't really think it matters what their background was. I think what matters is how do we approach crime? And after doing this for 4 decades, you want an open mind. Whomever's got an open mind is probably better for the community.
That's former Big City Police Chief Ronald Serpis. And that is your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, October 3rd, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for that free case review.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.